Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steelers have the best record in the AFC despite this high-powered offense struggling through the first nine games of the season. We're past the point where you say Le'Veon Bell's holdout or Martavis Bryant's suspension are reasons for this offense being so anemic. And it seems like Todd Haley is the guy that is under fire for those offensive woes. And I'm asking the question whether or not you think it's fair to blame Haley the most, not the only guy, but the most for the offensive struggles. 412-928-9370. Here's Dave. He's on the fan. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, two things. I guess just thinking about it, you know, we were frustrated with the offense last year, and this year it's definitely, you know, below that. So I'm, you know, thinking who actually got better, who looks better than they did last year. I'd say Bell looks good, not great, and Brian, the 2 years ago, not as good. Person that's running to standards is Antonio Brown, I would say. What do you guys think?
Antonio's getting double and triple coverage. And I think that's opened things up for Juju. He has really come on. I'm just reading a note that Dom Rinelli of the Steelers sent out. He leads all NFL rookies in receiving yards, 40-yard-plus receptions, touchdown catches, 20-yard receptions, receptions for first downs. He's having a monster year, and I think that's in significant part because teams are concentrating so much on Antonio Brown. Now, if Martavis Bryant can work his way back in the mix, which I think he did a pretty good job in the second half Sunday, that could open things up a little bit more for Antonio.
One thing that I do question is, why are we not using the no huddle? I mean, normally, you know, you say you don't use the no huddle because you don't want to put the defense, you know, you get a quick three and out. Well, if this defense looks a heck of a lot better than when we were running the no huddle, so, you know, it did seem like it's always sparked. The
Dave, it sounds to me like you are putting this on Haley. It sounds to me like you're saying they've got
not
more.
Really no huddle. Like, what does it hurt?
Yeah, I have the same question. I'd like to see Ben is most comfortable in that. He likes it the most. He thinks it gives him a chance to see what the defenses are doing. Now, I think for the first time on Sunday, they used it a little bit more. And it paid off for them a little bit, I thought.
Well, late in the game, for sure. They went to that at the end to get the field goal, and it produced, you know, it wasn't a touchdown drive, but it produced one of their best-looking drives of the afternoon.
Well, they only needed a field goal at the end there. And I'm not talking, you know, there's a difference between a no-huddle, you know, and a hurry-up two-minute offense.
Right.
So, I mean, you can do the no-huddle and still take 30 seconds to get the playoff. And I think that's what Ben would prefer.
Part of being a great coach is putting your players in the best position to succeed. I think it's fair to question whether or not Todd Haley's done that with Ben Roethlisberger this year. And I think he went into this at some point. Haley made the decision that what was best for this offense was to be a team that relied on the run more. We're going to bring tight ends in, fullbacks. We can afford to be more conservative on offense because of how good our defense is. And
I don't think it's right to put that all on Haley. That's a coach's decision. That's a Mike Tomlin decision.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's a Mike Tomlin decision. He says, you know, let's run the ball. Let's do this. Let's do that. Now, I mean, Haley certainly has input, but Mike Tomlin has a Trump ability, if you will.
Sure.
He can trump anything that he doesn't like. So I'm not going to just put that on Haley. The head coach is responsible for the ultimate product.
That's true. Here is John. He's on the fan. Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So one of the things that I've noticed this year, and I'm curious as to whether or not you've seen this through your observations, but I don't think Ben is is playing with the same passion that he used to.
So you identify their up and down offense. You think the problem is Ben's desire or drive isn't what it used to be?
Well, no, I'm not saying that, Andrew. I'm not saying that. I do think there's some, you know, ownership from Todd Haley's perspective and Mike Tomlin's perspective, but Ben doesn't seem to be playing with the same passion.
See, I don't think he's played as well. He hasn't been as accurate at times, but I haven't noticed anything lacking in his passion. Maybe you see that because he doesn't make so many stay alive plays. Now, he made one Sunday on the big pass to Antonio Brown. He had to fight off two guys, and that's when people came up with the vintage Ben stuff. I think he's one of the greatest competitors I've ever been around, and I still think that he is. And I know where people were coming from. Well, he talked about retirement last year, and Chuck Noll always said, if you're thinking about retiring, you should retire because your heart isn't into it. Well, I don't believe that to be the case in his case, and I don't think it's always a flat-out rule. I think a lot of guys consider retirement, once the season ends. So I don't think that's his problem. I mean, he hasn't played as well. The stats say that, but I don't notice that it's a lack of passion.
Thanks, John.
Andrew, what do you think? Do you see that?
I think if he was ambivalent about football, it would affect the offense. I have a hard time believing, though, once he's in the game situations or once he's into the season, that his personal pride wouldn't take over.
He's one of the most competitive people I've ever been around.
Here's a text to 412-928-9370. Are the Steelers' offensive players selfish, or do they lack respect for what Todd Haley is doing? You can look at it like it's me, 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 or you can look at it like they're saying these things because they don't have faith in their offensive coordinator.
I choose the first one. I think it's me, 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 because each of the complaints has come because of how they're being used. Le'Veon Bell didn't get the ball enough against Jacksonville. Martavis Bryant once traded because he's not getting the ball enough. Antonio throws his fit on the sideline because Ben missed him on an open play. It's all about me, me, me. So I do believe they're selfish.
But the one guy who always identify as the most selfless guy, Ben, he doesn't care about his numbers. He's complained about Haley too.
Well, I think he just wants to win and sees a different way perhaps to do it. I know he doesn't care about his numbers. That's pretty clear. He just wants to win. So I think it comes from his heart. The other guys, maybe it's the same way. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
How much blame does Todd Haley deserve for the offensive woes? Fans have complained. Players have complained. Is it fair to point the finger at him ultimately? 412-928-9370. We'll get an outside perspective at 11 o'clock. One of the best football writers in America, Jarrett Bell of USA Today, is our guest. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.